Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm already recording. I just started it. It's recording.
I am not talking to Christy.
Well, to me? Oh, I know why. I sent her something.
Well, for listeners, I have had a horrific week not being able to sleep because I don't know if anyone's seen the human bat, the human-sized bats that are doing the rounds, right? Mm-hmm. And I told the girls, I said, I can't sleep, it's horrible, although Adam says it's a hoax. But then Adam said, it's not a hoax, it's just a perspective shot. They're actually bird size or something. No, fox size. Anyway, horrific. Adam spent all night pretending to be a bat and pretending to like flap his wings at me.
Oh my God.
No, Lily, I got over this and I hadn't thought about it all day. And then I wake up, was it this morning? Don't know. Someone sent me human-sized owls, which I think is just as well.
It looks really creepy. Oh, imagine being in your room and it's like you wake up in the middle of the night and it's just sitting in the corner.
Oh my God, have you seen Hereditary, the film?
Uh-uh.
What is it?
No.
Should I?
Hereditary with Toni Collette.
Oh no, no, but it's the same people that did Midsommar, Christy.
Yeah, yeah, Ari Aster.
And I love Toni Collette. I really do.
I mean, if you like scary, I don't think we've ever watched a scary film together, have we?
Okay, well, I'll watch it together.
That sounds fun.
We can hold hands. Oh, yes! Lily, we have!
No, it wasn't scary. We just held hands because we were so moved. Captain Phillips, we weren't scared.
No, when we went to see Captain Phillips featuring Tom Hanks, I held your hand because I was scared.
Yeah, and when I rewatched it a few weeks ago, I texted you, I'm holding your hand in my heart.
Wow, that's so special.
Puking your face.
No, no, sorry, but it's a scary film. Why was I saying that? Oh, because you watch it and then you always think Toni Collette's floating in the corner of your room, and now I'm going to imagine it's a freaking human-sized owl.
Well, let me tell you something. It's all fine, and I don't feel that bad for you of your imagination scaring you, because real life terrors are happening to me every night. You think?
Wait, is it a spider in the mouth?
Okay, another. I have to tell you something. I don't think it was a spider in my mouth. It's these like mega ants. They're like this big. I don't know how to describe it. The size of the spider I described. But they're so disgusting. They're like tan colored and they've got these big legs and these huge antennas. They're like nothing I've ever seen before. And you could like very defined see the little, you know, their little ant mouth things at the front of the mouth. And they've crawled on me three more times. Not in my mouth again, but put your mask on. I know. I should start sleeping with a mask. That's a good point. But yeah,
you should.
This is every night now. I go to bed and they crawl all over my legs. They're really easy to kill.
Ew.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. This is real and what's happening.
They're really easy to kill?
Yeah, they're apparently not that fast. I feel it on my leg and I just swash it off and then I see dead ones. Gross. On my floor in the morning.
No, this isn't what our listeners want.
But this is my life. Like,
and bat-sized ants, they want talk about tone it up. And Michael.
Well, tone it up. We're on the last week of our challenge.
I feel stronger. I do. Like, I'm standing and I'm like, I'm strong. My legs are strong. Like, I feel, but I want to see a difference and I'm not seeing a difference and it's infuriating. So I had a banana for breakfast. So, you know, tomorrow.
Wait, things will change. We haven't asked for a long time how the accountability coach is working out for you.
We're kind of like evening out in a way where we hold each other accountable now.
And now Christy likes to do her workouts in the morning, but I don't usually, especially because they do live workouts too, plus the app. So Christy will do it in the morning and then she'll be like, this is how the workout was. And for a while, she couldn't accept that I refused to do dance workouts because it's just pointless for me. I have no hand-eye coordination. It's literally pointless for me to try even. I just can't do it.
Lizzie, why are you shaking your head? I feel like you'd be great.
She won't either.
You won't?
I was purist, and my app that I use, Peloton, #spom, they introduced dance cardio recently. And honestly, it's literally just like, you don't work up a sweat at all.
Yeah. But have you guys ever done like a Zumba class?
Yeah. The worst experience
really?
Of my life. Yes.
I've done a good one. Like, I just think you're there with all the other people and you guys are all like moving and working hard. And
no, because you have rhythm. You don't understand. Well, it's like it rhythm. Haunts me to this day.
You got music.
I heard when I was like 22.
Maybe more. That will always remind me of my girl.
Oh yeah.
And Zumba. When I was 22, I took my ex-boyfriend, me and his sister, as like a funny joke, as a surprise birthday gift, but we thought he would get like really embarrassed and it would be a joke on him, to a Zumba class. We show up, he's fine, she's fine. The instructor is flat out laughing at me the entire class because I couldn't do any of it. It was traumatizing.
My favorite Lily dance I've ever seen is the, and please welcome the bridesmaids.
That's what I did. Did I dance? I shimmy?
Yeah, I'm sure it's in the wedding video that we've seen 26 times.
Let's watch it again.
Let's watch it now live. Okay. Let's just do a live director's commentary on Jessica's wedding video.
Oh, with our faces just in the corner commenting. Love that.
We need it.
I love that for us.
But seriously, Christy,
remember, sorry to cut you off. Wow. The Hermitage, when we called the front desk and asked for a DVD player so we could watch it.
This was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, literally.
We bought it and we were all snuck in bed, four people.
How did they find that even?
But he had to go to the basement, he told us. And then he said that when he came up to install it and we all just stayed, all of us laying in bed together. And he definitely thought it was so weird.
In our robes.
He was like,
okay. Oh no, we watched Jessica's wedding video.
Lizzie, what were you gonna say?
Oh, has Michael recovered from his fame of being on BRB?
He asked her.
Did he listen
immediately after?
Yes.
All of a sudden, so invested in our podcast, he's all, I can't find it, where can I find it? And I was like, oh, now you're interested. Guess what, I don't have time for you right now.
But you did eventually send it to him, and what did he think?
Yeah. I had to follow up on that, actually.
I can't believe you don't know.
I know.
Text him right now.
I'll text him right now.
What's the gossip? What's been going on?
Well, yesterday I saw that someone has created an account, someone I like kind of periphery know, for their 5-year-old daughter on TikTok. And like, it's their account and they link to it from their Facebook. So it's under like his name, but it's all the daughter posting and she's like dancing in her underwear.
No.
I mean, she's 5, so I don't think, but in ways it's kind of like, you know, when they do like, when young kids do dance and sometimes the costumes are kind of sexy, but they don't get that it's like, I mean, they're not, but they don't get that that's what it is. Like, that's kind of what it is. Like, she's in her underwear. She's doing these dances where she's, like, smacking her butt. And she doesn't get that that's what it's supposed to be. And she's not trying to be that. And obviously, to a normal person, it's not that. But, like, as a parent, I was, like, in shock. I watched it for, like, an hour. There were so many videos. Because I was just, like, how?
The way you said that, as a parent, I was in shock. Oh, wow.
It sounds like I'm a parent. I'm the farthest thing from a parent. But, like, I was, like, how do you let your kid do that? And it's so, but then how do you let your kid not at the same time? Like, none of us have kids, but I'd imagine it's hard to keep them off of social media.
Need a TikTok at the age of 5.
I know.
No, yeah, I think you give, like, you set an age to it. Like, you can't have TikTok till you're this
funny,
age.
But when I was a kid, I had to wait till I was 13 to get my ears pierced. Oh, okay.
I had mine pierced earlier.
And the alternative is that parents pierce their kids' ears at, like,
baby
6 months old. Yeah. Did you guys read that article about the TikToker that went to get her ears pierced and the at Claire?
And now?
The girl accidentally, yep, oh, the girl God. Accidentally pierced the mask.
Pierced the mask.
The mask into the ear.
Oh. Yeah, well, you could, like, and cut it out.
That's a good lesson. And yeah, like, she cut it so there's, like, a little thing, but I don't know if it went inside the ear or healed with the ear.
Oh.
Yeah, but I mean,
wow,
probably wait to get your ears pierced till after this is over. Right?
I mean, it's hardly an essential activity, is it?
Yeah, it doesn't feel essential.
Yeah. I'm not going to do my hot yoga studio is over. I decided from the get-go that's not right now. You know what I mean?
It's pretty gross.
Just like a lot of heat and moisture in the air.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like, the best place.
Seems like the last thing you should be doing right now. Also getting your ears pierced, as much as I want a second hole.
I do want a second hole. There's a really good article in The Atlantic that I sent to Christy and Eric yesterday. What was it? It was like, just because you can doesn't mean you should. And it was talking about how in the States, like, it's such a mixed message because the government's doing such a bad job. And it's, like, really hard because when you see your friends doing stuff and having fun and, like, seemingly nothing bad is happening, even though I guess you're not paying attention to the numbers if that's what you think. But seemingly nothing
bad.
But
they're not directly affected.
Yeah. And then everyone's like, well, I could be doing that too. And it's allowed technically. And it's like, well, you really should just take responsibility onto yourself to do what's right. And obviously, like, Fauci is saying to everyone who's opening up is an idiot, so.
But a weird thing is happening with me right now where, like, some of my friends are being judgmental because I'm not
doing
it.
That was in the article too, though.
Yeah. Like, they're like, oh, yeah, well, Christy won't come, though. We know that.
But I'm getting made fun of, too, by... I won't say her name, but she texted me the other day and said, are you still doing that thing where you refuse to leave the house?
Oh my.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank.
LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
God. Just guys, we have a special guest on the podcast.
Stop. Adam?
Hi, Adam.
Hello.
I saw how you've artistically changed the
that
OA book that I gave Lizzie.
Did you like it?
No.
No.
I said,
wait, I was going to say, I saw how you've been painting your apartment and it looks great.
Oh, thank you. Sorry.
Look at that wall.
Wait, have you guys ever met?
No, I haven't.
You two have never met.
We never met.
Christy, hello. Adam.
That's a handshake.
Christy's virtually. In Riverside from the OC, right. And whose mum has an ice dance studio in the house, and we stayed in the pool room.
Okay, good.
Wait. Adam, don't you know, because you listen to all of our episodes?
Never listened, yeah. He's never listened to an episode of BRB.
Wow, that hurt.
Cool. You crack on.
So Adam doesn't want as much fame as Michael wants.
Adam wants the opposite of what Michael wants.
He's not as fame hungry.
He's not a fame whore. Not saying your brother's a whore.
Meh.
Lily was saying, you've got a friend who's like, oh, you're still doing that thing where you don't go out.
Yeah, but the funniest thing is too, like, see, I find it so funny because we barely hung out before that. And it's like, so why would we start now? Like,
hey, you know what? This just side note, this reminds me of one of my pet hates is, let's say you're going on vacation to a far-flung country. Let's say you're going to South Africa. And then someone you know, but not like one of your best friends, but someone you know, or you haven't seen, is going to South Africa too, in the same town. They're like, we should meet up. I'm like, why? I can meet up with you back home. Why would I meet up with you?
Yeah, in South Africa. That's yeah. So true. Why do people do that? That is true.
People do that. Wait, I wanted to say something really weird about that, about myself. I consider myself like pretty outgoing, but I hate running into people when I don't expect it. I hate it more than anything. Like, with you guys, I'd be happy. I would.
Whoa.
With you guys, I'd be really happy. I'm kidding. But, like, if it's someone that I, like, only kind of know, like, even if it's my friend, I hate it. If I don't expect running into someone, I'm like, I try to hide.
Well, that's why masks are so great now. I don't know why people have a problem with it.
That's so true.
I feel so much more relaxed when I go back to my hometown because I'm like, no one from high school is going to recognize me.
The number of times from some people, like out, just been out and about, like in town and stuff. And the worst one, I don't get the tube in London anymore, but when I used to get the tube and someone was on your tube carriage and you're stuck together. Oh, I hate it, Lily. I hate it.
It's so bad.
But are there people that like it? Because I feel like sometimes the person will approach you and be like really excited. And you're like, are you just doing it because you feel too awkward not to? Or is it because you actually enjoy running into people randomly?
Like, you didn't even like you guys didn't even like each other, didn't interact. It's like, why would you approach me like 10 years later? Like, what do we have to say now? We didn't. It makes no sense.
Or have you ever had one where you've both clocked each other and you've both mutually agreed to ignore each other clearly?
Yeah,
that's the best.
I have no.
That's the best.
We could all agree on that.
Yeah. I'm like, I have so much respect for you of not forcing us both into this awkward conversation because I would never do
that. Especially now when you like can't touch them either. You're just like, hey, like 6 feet apart. Good to see you.
Yeah, and like you don't know if they're gonna like come for you and try to hug you, so you're like, hey,
that's a weird thing too, like just being out and about watching people like hug, and I'm just thinking to myself, like when I'm on walk and people run into each other and they know each other and I'm like, oh, one's going, is the other gonna go in for the hug? I'm like, wow, they both agreed to hug right now. That's crazy.
This is drama. I mean, in fairness, it's like really is drama, but how crazy that people just can't control themselves.
And you have your own like internal monologue and you're just like, whoa, it's happening. Oh my God.
The other thing that I'm really conscious of at the minute is not wanting other people to feel uncomfortable about the limits of what they do and don't want to do. Do you see what I mean? So I had a friend who was shielding and I bumped into the couple in the park And they were like, oh, let's take a selfie. And I was like, are you sure? Because I know you've been shielding. No, it's fine. It's always etiquette.
Shielding?
Where you stay, when you were like staying inside completely because...
Oh, so how we say lockdown.
Lockdown is different to shielding because I was locked down, but I could still go to the supermarket or go for a run, whereas he was...
Okay.
He couldn't go any... Because he was ill, he couldn't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Do we use that term, Christy?
No, I don't think so.
No, interesting. Like a
75-year-old man with really bad lungs who can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
He would just I get what you mean.
I feel like we don't have... Yeah, I think you'd be in full quarantine. I don't think we have a term for it.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm going to start using it. Anyway, sorry. So yeah, so you were like, you're shielding, so I don't want
to... I want people to tell me what they are and aren't comfortable about doing, because I'm not comfortable about doing loads of stuff.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I'll go down and queue for the pub, right? So if I say to my friend, do you want to come and queue for the pub for me? And they're really... I don't want them to feel uncomfortable if they're like, no, I don't want to do...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And also, I'm glad because I like alone time.
Right. But that's like, that's the weird thing about people that are pressuring other people to go against what they want. Because it's like, at the end of the day, why are you shaming them for being as like safe as they feel possible? That's insane.
Yeah. There's this picture going around for my friends that do events. It must have been like a birthday party or something, but there was... which besides the point, because they shouldn't have had it anyways, but there's this basket and it was like red bracelets, yellow bracelets, and green bracelets. Have you seen that? And each one meant like, I'm comfortable hugging. I'm comfortable like talking, like keep your...
Oh, wow.
Which I think like we should maybe use that just in society right now.
No, I agree. I agree. Sorry, yeah. I was trying to make a rude joke and I was like, uncomfortable full mouth snogging with tongues.
Whoa.
What bracelet would that be? What color?
Gold. It's like those traffic light parties they used to have.
Yeah.
Like, but why would you go to one if you weren't... Anyway. Yeah, no, I think that...
Yeah, why would you go if you were in a relationship?
Should we...
And not...
No.
Other people.
Comfortable.
Just to flaunt it. Sorry, I'm in a relationship and I'm not seeing other people. Then get out.
Step out of the orgy.
Yeah.
This orgy. Green and yellow wearers only.
Okay, maybe they're just there to observe.
Have we talked about Zoom orgies yet?
Stop. Go. No. No.
No. In New York, who's been saying, like, Lily, these articles? Who's been putting them out?
Eric.
No. The actual article. Is it the CDC?
No. Stop. No.
Do you know what I'm talking about? No,
I feel like, no, it's like a study of like Tinder or...
No, it's not. It's not. I'll find it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The articles that keep coming out, and I don't know why it's specifically in New York, but it's like ways to be safe. And the first article that came out was like, only have sex with people in your household. And you know what I'm talking about?
Wait, that was in the UK. They said that it was banned, that you couldn't have sex with anyone that didn't live in the house with you. Yeah.
But then
we didn't never have that. I mean, in Mexico, I don't know about the United States.
The next article that came out was like suggestions to practice safe sex during a pandemic. And it was like Zoom orgies.
Oh, I don't even. Oh, no. What?
No. I don't want anything to do with that. I just think it's hilarious. This is your
way of... I feel like Christy,
obviously,
Christy's trying to feel the room.
Can we bring this episode back to a more savory place?
Savory. I wanted to talk about something very important to me. I've gotten a bar cart, and Christy barely cares. It's so exciting.
Because this conversation has been happening for 2 weeks now.
It was on the start of the last episode, but you never actually...
Oh, it was?
Oh, have you not listened?
Oh, really? No, I did listen to it. I just can't remember.
Well, let's play it. Let's start the episode live.
Guys, I'm shopping for a bar cart.
Still?
Hear that?
I said, still?
Yeah. And even then, she said, still.
And that was last week.
And that's all we said.
Let me just talk about why it's so incredible. Because
over a week to hear what this is
about. So I ordered the bar cart, and what you need to know is that,
before you start, what is a bar cart?
Oh, for real?
They would call it a bar carriage.
A trolley?
Yeah. But nowadays, a trolley.
Yes, a bar trolley.
Yeah, a bar trolley. Trolley. Exactly.
Okay. So.
So, yeah. So, well, so we moved into Jed's places. And so I was like, wow, now I could have this thing that I want. Because my roommate, Nora, if she's listening, shout out, my old roommate, she had a bar cart. And I always thought it was so cool. And so I always wanted my own as like a true sign of maturity.
And just being settled, probably, like having a place to call your own.
And so you can't actually ship very easily down here. You have to like, so what I had to do is order to Amazon to this like shipping company in San Diego, and then they receive it and put it on a truck and bring it down to Mexico, and they charge you 30% of whatever the cost of the items are that you ordered.
Sounds pricey.
Yeah, it is pricey. So anyway, but so that's why it's such a big deal. So the bar cart isn't here yet. It takes like, they won't even confirm. How crazy is this? They won't confirm they received your items, and then they won't confirm that it got on a truck. They're like, we just let you know once it gets down here. So I'm like, okay. So hopefully it'll come soon. But then this weekend I was shopping for alcohol for it, and I bought all this alcohol, and I realized that I've never in my life not purchased alcohol to not drink that day or weekend.
That's incredible.
And that's why this is true maturity, because now I have like, I counted 16 bottles of alcohol just to have, like to keep.
But I know what you mean, because I think I've been a bit like that. And then during lockdown, I suddenly started craving like martinis. So I built.
Yeah.
And now I look at my shelf and I'm like, I am an adult.
Right? You're like, I'm so proud.
And I have a
wine of my alcohol glass.
Wine in it, which I'm not going to drink straight away. Some have been on there for weeks.
Yeah.
I have a $60 bottle of wine I'm just saving for like the
damn, Christy. Occasion.
When
I mean,
I've never had a $60 bottle.
I didn't buy it.
Did you steal it?
No, it was from a client.
Oh, yeah. I also got some
after Mexican... a certain Zoom. Just kidding.
Wow. Just kidding. That's it. It's over. Episode's over.
Bye.
Oh, man.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.